Cairo Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk.
Tom and Curly Show. Thank you, Kim Shepard. Appreciate it on a Friday. This is a story, if you just look at it on the surface. If I had to write, if I was working for the old newspaper business, my headline would be, local real estate agent doesn't want to show a woman a home. Right? So that's my initial sort of thing to drive people to it. You think, well, most real estate agents would be anxious to sell a woman a home.
Refuses.
If she wanted to pick out a house, and this real estate agent said, nah, it's just, I'm going to have to say, I can't show you a house.
And not only that, she was saying, I can buy any house I want.
Prices are an issue for bedrooms and all that stuff.
But he knew that something didn't seem quite right.
Now, how did he know that? Tell us the story, Brady.
This is a story of what is a very run-of-the-mill Nigerian scam. I mean, we've been hearing about these things for years. They have really evolved over the years from being via mail, via email, and then now sort of over social media and things. And these people are just so convincing about it. So this isn't a story so much about the scam itself, but about how the scam was kind of stopped. And this real estate broker in Duval has a lot to do with that. So David North, he's a managing real estate broker at Coldwell Banker Bain. It's on Main Street there in Duval. It's a very small little shop. And he says that a couple weeks ago, a 53-year-old woman came in looking to pick out a house. She said that her boyfriend was going to buy her a house, that she could pick out anything she wanted, that money wasn't an object. But her boyfriend was in Africa, and before he bought her this house, she would have to buy a plane ticket for him to fly home.
He was expecting her to send him some money so he could get his ticket to fly here. Mm-hmm. I just, at that point, my alarm started to go off, and I wanted to get her to not do that. I told her that she wasn't going to see her money back, he wasn't going to buy a ticket, he wasn't going to fly here and meet her, and he wasn't going to buy her a house. And then I told her this is a common scam that people use to try to get people to send money to foreign countries where they're not accountable.
Why did you feel obligated to tell her that?
Well, I think it was the only right thing to do. I have a hard time sleeping at night if I know somebody's being taken advantage of.
So he said he knew something wasn't right, so he started asking this woman questions. Well, what's your boyfriend's name? And she knew the first name right off the bat, but had trouble remembering the last name. And she told him that she had met this fellow named Mark Richardson. I know you can't see my quotes. Mark mm-hmm. Richardson, who said his name was Mark Richardson, on Facebook about 2 months ago. He added her as a friend, and he claimed to be a wealthy antiquities dealer from Portland, who had flown to Africa to deal in priceless artifacts, ended up getting stranded there. His credit card wasn't working. He'd fallen sick. And so he needed her help to get back home. And if she did this, then he would buy her a house. They would live together and sort of live happily ever after. And so David North really went, and this was such a touching story to me, because he ended up calling us. He sent an email, I think, to Cairo Radio on assignment, mm-hmm. and he wanted our help to prove to this woman that this guy wasn't who he said he was, because he couldn't convince her.
She needed convincing.
She needed some convincing. Yeah. You know, for 2 months she'd exchanged messages with this man. She was convinced that they were, you know, had some sort of relationship. And so David sort of put us on the case to actually... Because like I said to him, well, for all we know, this guy could walk in 2 weeks, be this wealthy antiques dealer, and say, yeah, I told her to pick out a house. Have you got it? And so,
what's the delay?
Right. So we really wanted to prove to her. And he set us out to do this. We ended up calling the U.S. State Department. They were unable to confirm that there was a U.S. citizen by that name who was traveling in Nigeria. And then I think the real sort of nail in the coffin, if you will, for this Mark Richardson fellow was he had given this woman, Barbara Stevens, a receipt for an airline ticket that he claimed was proof that he had flown into the country mm-hmm. of Nigeria. And the receipt was from an airline called KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, in the Netherlands.
Sure.
We ended up calling the Netherlands, exchanging some emails, sending them a photo of this receipt.
Really?
And they quickly said it was counterfeit, pointing out that the word receipt was spelt wrong. And so that was kind of the big indicator.
Well, those Dutch.
And so once we really thought, you know, this guy isn't who he says he is, we ended up calling because he had given Barbara a phone number in Nigeria for him. And so I ended up calling this fella, and this guy answered the phone, and I said, you know, who is this? And he said it was Michael, which obviously isn't the right name. And I said, well, I'm looking for Mark Richardson. And he had sort of a pause, and he said, well, who is this? And he had really broken English and a thick accent. And I told him that I was a reporter from the United States, and I wanted to talk to Mark Richardson. And he said, well, what is this about? How'd you get my number? And became kind of sort of very angry. And I said, well, if your name's Michael, I don't want to talk to you about it. I want to talk to Mark Richardson. It was another long pause, and he said, well, he's in the next room, and he's very sick, and he can't talk to you. And it just obviously very suspicious, but he ended up, when I accused him of being a scammer, he ended up hanging up the phone. That phone was turned off the following day, and so, you know, he sort of tried to get rid of any trace of this kind of scam that he had put on. But it was finally enough after talking to Barbara about all of these things, it was finally enough to convince her that this man who she'd fallen for on Facebook was a fraud.
What would you want to say to him, to the real person behind that Facebook account?
It wouldn't be very pleasant.
Try me.
You. That's mainly what I would say. I want him stalked. I don't want him to hurt anybody else like he hurt me.
And I think the nice thing here is she'd already sent him $300 via Western Union, so she did lose that money. I doubt she will ever get that money back. But she said she knows it could have been much worse, because when David North, the day she walked into that real estate office in Duval, she said she was going to send him another $1,000. She didn't have the money, but he had convinced her to sell her car. She had planned on selling her car to give him the money, and so she knows that had David not stepped in, that the situation would have been much worse.
You think you would have sent another $1,000 had David not called me?
Yeah.
What would you like to say to David then?
He's a godsend. He's awesome.
And I think what this comes down to is, like I was saying earlier, the FBI receives thousands of you know, complaints from people who are victimized by these sorts of scams. They are so common, but you know, this isn't about this woman falling for this, because thousands of people do it every year. But I think it's important, and the FBI agrees, that, you know, you need to look out for people and look out for these people who are maybe vulnerable or too trusting. And had this complete stranger not done that, then she would have been in a really bad situation.
Yep, I think that's the lesson. I mean, it's one thing that, you know, most of us, I think, at least people who listen to Cairo Radio, we're sort of aware of what's going on in the world, but there are a lot of people that aren't, and you've got to watch out for the people that aren't.
I think it speaks volumes to the character of David North. The fact that you could easily say to this lady, you know, you might be getting taken, you might want to look into that, and then, you know, go smearily on your way.
Right, just get out of business to do.
Right, yeah. I got phone calls to answer and texting. He stuck with it. I mean, he took it upon himself as a personal mission to turn this woman around after she had been professionally groomed by this Mr. Richardson guy. He had to break through all of the trust bridges that he was able, that this nefarious guy was able to create with this sad woman.
And it was very sweet, because I was able to get a hold of Barbara, and she couldn't meet at her house. And so I called David, and David let us meet at the real estate office. And he, you know, sat in for an hour and a half trying to convince her. And he was canceling appointments to show houses, because he really, you know, wanted this woman to stop being scammed. And so I was very touched by it. I thought it was very sweet. And it's nice sometimes when you live in the city, you know, Seattle's so cold, to go to a town like Duval and just, you know, see some people who care so much about each other and about people in their community. And I was really touched by it. So.
Great story. I think the only damage was done to the virgin ears of Brandy Cruz, to probably hear a lot of foul words coming out of that woman's mouth.
Hey,
are you
know
okay,
what?
Brandy?
You're
going to be all right.
We were going to edit that out, but I just thought it was so true to how she was feeling and how anybody would feel if they realized they'd been scammed. And there were a few foul words, but
she beeped him off.
Yeah,
she beeped him off. Yeah, and I think it was just true to how she was feeling at that time.
By the way, here is a blatant plug for Brandy Cruz on assignment. You can always send her emails, and you can get in touch with Brandy, and you can find it at mynorthwest.com. If you have assignments that you'd like her to check out, these are the stories you want her to follow up on, how can they get in touch with you?
You can email me at onassignment@cairoradio.com, and you can send any of our fantastic reporters on assignment. Again, onassignment@cairoradio.com.
Thanks, Brandy Cruz.
Welcome.